This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is where the United States of America is not exactly bracing for civil war, but we can't stop talking about it. Why is that? And how could it be visualized? There are two leading historians who actually try to do that, to visualize what a civil war would look like and how it could break out. There's also fears of World War III. The good old Daily Mail over in London writes, World War III fears as Putin prepares to go all in on Ukraine. Russia paves the way for conscription, which is something that people thought that Putin would never do because it could put his regime in jeopardy, one can only hope. But yes, Russia paves the way for conscription and scrambles to annex Ukrainian territories, warning the West all forces will be used to defend them. Vladimir Putin will address Russia tonight. That would be soon, our time. After a day of quick-fire developments, puppet leaders in occupied Ukraine vowed to hold referendums on becoming part of Russia later this week, with sham votes expected to easily pass. A Putin ally warned all forces of self-defense will then be used to protect them, these new parts of Russia that they are meaning to annex after these elections are sponsored. A rubber stamp parliament passed law paving a way for official declaration of war, which would allow conscription of Russian civilians into the military. All of this is dire, and there's all kinds of dire news in the United States as well, which contradicts the news that that President Trump declared the pandemic officially over. Did I say President Trump? It's President Biden declared the pandemic officially over on 60 Minutes over the weekend. And that has been taken on by a number of sources and defended by some other sources. There's an editorial in the Washington Post that criticizes President Biden ferociously, frankly, for declaring an end to the pandemic. And then there's this in the New York Times, with 400 to 500 Americans still dying every day of COVID-19, President Biden has declared that the pandemic is over. But don't tell that to people like Deborah McCoskey-Reisert, whose mother died in early August, or to Ben Sue Borger, who has chronic fatigue syndrome, a condition often brought on by viruses, including the coronavirus, or Peter W. Goodman, whose wife died on August 17th. This is the New York Times now. And they write, it's not over for me, said a tearful Mr. Goodman, who's 76. He's retired after working as a journalism professor at Hofstra University on Long Island. He and his wife, Debbie, 70, became sick with COVID-19 last month. He recovered, she did not. The president made the remarks in an interview that aired on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday night. By Monday morning, the backlash was in full swing as patients and the president was being insensitive at best, and some public health experts said his words were at odds with the science. There are other public health experts who say, well, he's entirely right in a technical sense, but in terms of what people are still experiencing, the idea of 400 people dying per day, not per week, but per day, still means that to say that the pandemic is completely terminated, it's over, seems extreme. In the 60 Minutes interview, which was taped during the Detroit Auto Show last week, Mr. Biden did allow that, quote, we still have a problem with COVID. But he also gave a nod to the unmasked crowds at the show. The pandemic is over, he said. If you notice, no one here is wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. Well, there are people who think you should still be wearing masks. They take a look at the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, and his agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, said that the COVID-19 public health emergency, which gives the government flexibility to waive or modify requirements for health-related programs like Medicare and Medicaid, remained in effect. We still have 400 to 500 people dying daily in this country, said Dr. Carlos Del Rio, an infectious disease expert at Emory University in Atlanta. If that's over, it's a little too high for me, she said. Mr. Biden's remarks and the suggestion that the nation is moving on were painful for many Americans. Many of those who are now dying of COVID-19 are either older or have underlying illnesses. Let's not make premature declarations, said Ms. McCloskey, whose mother just died. She said from Citrus Springs, Florida, people are still dying. The pandemic, she said in an interview, feels like a hell that I can never, I'm never going to get out of. Her husband has a compromised immune system, she said, and she is still wearing masks. President Biden said no one's wearing masks, and perhaps that is true, she said, but is it wise? And there's also a piece by Dr. Leanne Wen, who at one time briefly was head of Planned Parenthood, but she was dropped from that position because she was too moderate for it. She writes in the Washington Post, in answer to the Washington Post editorial, she writes, President Biden's off-the-cuff comment during a 60 Minutes interview that the pandemic is over has sparked outrage from all sides. Republicans are accusing Biden of hypocrisy as he asks Congress for more COVID-19 funding, while some on the left point to the disease's continued death toll as evidence that the pandemic is nowhere near its finish line. These criticisms don't detract from Biden's point of view, she says. He's right. By multiple definitions, the pandemic is over. That doesn't mean that the coronavirus is no longer causing harm. It simply signals the end of an emergency state as COVID has evolved into an endemic disease. A pandemic is something that upends our daily lives and profoundly alters the way that we go to work, go to school, worship, and socialize. That was certainly the case in March 2020. I was among the public health experts who urged people to stay home, save lives. We called for Americans to avoid playdates, sleepovers, bars, restaurants, parties, or houses of worship. Employers sent workers home en masse. Remember all that? Schools pivoted to remote instruction. Things changed, she writes, with the arrival of vaccines. Many individuals, once vaccinated, began resuming their pre-pandemic activities. Others, like my family, waited until younger kids could receive the shots. As a result, most Americans have turned the page and abandoned mitigation measures. By August, according to a Morning Consult poll, just 14% of adults viewed COVID as a severe health risk. This tracks with other findings that only 28% still mask in all settings, while 75% were comfortable with indoor dining. So, what is going on with the spread of other diseases? Out of control, STD situation prompts call for changes. Out of control STD changes, this is from the Associated Press, a 700% increase just recently in the incidence of syphilis? Why? And what do we do about it? And what do we do about our great national bout of depression? Could that be related to politics? And could it be related to the threat of civil war? We will get to all of that coming up on The MedVet Show. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is debate going on as to whether it is accurate or misleading for the President of the United States to declare that the COVID-19 pandemic is over. There is no question at all, however, that the threat of COVID-19 or death from COVID-19 or serious illness from it is greatly, greatly reduced. But what has not been reduced is the threat, the epidemic of fraud and theft and stealing under the COVID money trail. There's a piece in the Washington Post, and good for them in reporting this, The Justice Department has charged 47 defendants today for allegedly defrauding a federal program that provided food for needy children during the pandemic, describing the scheme, which cost the taxpayer $250 million, as the largest uncovered to date targeting the government's generous stimulus aid. Now, this is not a question of wasted money according to the rules. It's a question of wasted money based on lying and fraud. Federal prosecutors said the defendants, a network of individuals and organizations tied to an organization called Feeding Our Future, which is actually Feeding Our Wallets. Feeding Our Future is a Minnesota-based nonprofit which allegedly put the wrongly obtained federal pandemic funds toward luxury cars, homes, and other personal purchases in what amounted to a case of what the Justice Department calls brazen theft. The Department of Justice says that the Attorney General Merrick Garland gave a statement saying these indictments alleging the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme charged to date underscore the Department of Justice's sustained commitment to combating pandemic fraud. And we mean to hold accountable those who perpetrate it. The alleged scheme centered on the Federal Child Nutrition Program, which is administered by the Agriculture Department, to provide free meals to the children of lower-income families. Congress greatly expanded the program over the course of the pandemic, including by allowing a wider array of organizations to distribute food at a larger range of locations. And you may remember that even with schools closed, they kept the physical buildings of schools open to provide free meals there for all of the kids who were used to getting free meals at school, which is a huge percentage of all the schools who would all the children who attend public schools. Congress, the changes that were part of the Congress's expansion of federal law opened the door for Feeding Our Future to play a greater role in distributing meals, the Justice Department contends. And the group dispersed more than $200 million over the course of 2021 in 1 year. In doing so, though, federal prosecutors allege the company's founder and executive director, whose name is Amy Bach, oversaw a vast fraud scheme across Minnesota. The company could not be immediately reached for comment today. Well, I would guess not. It was the largest burst of emergency spending in U.S. history. 2 years, six laws, and more than $5 trillion intended to break the deadly grip of the coronavirus pandemic. The money spared the U.S. economy from ruin and put vaccines into millions of arms, but it also invited unprecedented levels of fraud, abuse, and opportunism. And it obviously also encouraged inflation. And again, it seems to me tremendously important that the Justice Department go after these crooks and go after them aggressively. Amy Bach of this Feeding the Future organization recruited individuals and companies that fraudulently claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day, the prosecutors contend. Some of the defendants created shell companies to enroll in the program and serve as sites for meal distribution, according to the government. In other cases, the Justice Department alleges that the defendants submitted the names of fake kids. Can you imagine? Obtaining meals and false invoices for food purchases that never occurred. Feeding Our Future ultimately reaped $18 million in administrative fees that, in the eyes of the government, it is not entitled to receive. Company employees also appear to solicit bribes and kickbacks from individuals and companies that it sponsored, the government says. Look, this is very important, and they have a governor's race coming in Minnesota. Now, I'm not saying that Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic governor of Minnesota, is tied to this Feeding the Future fraud, but the Feeding Our Future fraud is an illustration of what goes wrong with these lavish, crazed government programs that give out literally trillions of dollars without enough supervision or monitoring to make sure that it's actually accomplishing anything. And then there is this. Denver is set to provide 140 homeless people with $12,000 in cash, no strings attached. You think it pays well to declare yourself a person experiencing homelessness? Denver has allocated $2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to fund the program, which will be run by the Denver Basic Income Project. The participants will be chosen at random, but will largely be transgender and non-binary individuals or women. If you're male, you're flat out of luck. The program, which in total will cost at least $9 million, is seeking to help 820 people, but the $2 million provided by the city will fund about 140 people. The program will be divided into three groups, with 260 receiving $6,500 up front, then getting $500 a month for 12 months. Another 260 will get $1,000 a month for 12 months, and 300 will get $50 stipends to complete surveys to help see how the program is working. The rest of the money will be raised, the part that isn't coming from the city or the federal government. The rest of it will be raised through charitable foundations, including the Colorado Health Foundation and the Denver Foundation. This is all unbelievable. The participants, which will mainly be women, transgender, and non-gender conforming individuals, will be chosen at random. Well, how are they chosen at random if they says that they're going to primarily be female or transgender? They will more than likely begin receiving payments starting in November. Denver Basic Income Project founder Mark Donovan and his team will provide 820 homeless people with money. 520 of them will receive $12,000 each over the course of the year as part of a study to see if a basic income system would help with housing and mental health. Anybody think this is going to work out fine? That that simply writing $1,000 checks to homeless people every month will take care of their problems? It is ridiculous, wasteful, misguided, well-intentioned, but please, we'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back at those criticizing his efforts to fly illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced.
When Biden is flying these people all over the fruited plain in the middle of the night, I didn't hear a peep out of those people.
Illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed have previously been flown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to federal shelters across the nation before being released to a family member. General Motors is striking a deal deal to sell up to 175,000 electric vehicles to Hertz Global. The company's announced that GM will supply EVs to the rental car giant starting in the beginning of 2023. That will include the Chevrolet Bolt EV, Bolt EVU, and will probably be followed by newer models afterward. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the Denver program, and again, it's just so bizarre. They've taken a poll in Denver where they have determined that the city now has 4,700 households experiencing homelessness. So, okay, if you say that the households average two people per household, can you say? There's some that'll be more. But you're talking about 10,000 people. And this expenditure of $9 million is supposed to help up to 800 people. So you're not making a real dent in homelessness, are you? And this is basically what so many of the liberal cities are doing. I mean, they have here that Chicago is distributing $30 million among 5,000 participants in $500 monthly installments. Los Angeles launched a program last month, giving 1,000 participants $1,000 a month for 3 years. And again, this is in addition to social work help and anti-drug counseling. And again, if you're getting $1,000 a month from the city, what do you do about your housing then? Because when you're talking about cities like Denver or Chicago or Los Angeles, $1,000 a month, that could be rent alone. And the idea of just giving out money, it says in this piece, that's actually from the Daily Mail, that critics of the programs worry the free money will lead people to taking advantage of the system and lazier workers. Okay, very few of these people who are getting this money, I would guess, are what you would call workers. Since 1982, Alaskan citizens have received between $1,000 and $2,000 annually from the Alaska Permanent Fund, which has wiped out extreme poverty, according to Vox. The Alaska Permanent Fund is based on oil revenue, and it is considered sacrosanct. Of course, it's very popular in Alaska, but if you understand, that is about as much money you get per year as you're getting per month if you decide to, quote, experience homelessness. And I know, people are going to say, well, no one decides to be homeless. Yes, they do. And they will tell you the interviews with people who prefer to be living in tents or to prefer to be living in parks. Now, what does that have to do with? Well, it has to do with two other issues that again, no one is talking about, but everyone should be talking about. There is this, and it's based upon new research from Columbia University and the City University of New York. Depression is skyrocketing in the United States, according to sobering new research from Columbia University and City University of New York. Even more troubling, study authors add that even as depression has increased, there has been no uptick in people seeking mental health help or treatment. Study authors say that in 2020, nearly 1 in 10 American adults reported having depression over the prior 12 months. Among adolescents or young adults, it was 1 in 5 reported the same. Data used for this project was provided by the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, spanning 2015 through 2020. Our study updates the depression prevalence estimates for the U.S. population through the year 2020 and confirms escalating increases in depression from 2015 through 2019, reflecting a public health crisis that was intensifying in the U.S. well before the onset of the pandemic. So says the study lead author, Renee Goodwin, Ph.D., an adjunct professor at the Department of Epidemiology at the Columbia School of Public Health. The net effect of these trends suggests an accelerating public health crisis that parity and public service announcement efforts have not achieved equity in depression treatment. In other words, there is all this depression going on, and people are not getting the medication that can very often ameliorate some of the depressive symptoms. Regarding 2020, 9% of Americans aged 12 or older reported experiencing a past year major depressive episode. However, the condition was deemed most common among both young adults ages 18 to 25 and adolescents aged 12 to 17 years old. Both of those age groups exhibited depression rates right around the 17% mark. By the way, non-Hispanic white people, who still represent the majority in America, displayed the highest prevalence of depression, exceeding all other race and ethnic groups. It was also more common among women and adults who weren't currently or previously married. Even across income brackets, depression levels increased across the board between 2015. That means that people who are doing well financially had the same increase as people who are struggling. That being said, the lowest household income did have the highest prevalence of depression. Now, all of this is important. Why? Because the elevated level and concentration of untreated depression among adolescents and young adults are especially problematic because untreated depression early in life is predictive of an increased risk of subsequent additional mental health problems, particularly including suicide. The short and long-term consequences of the pandemic on depression are not yet clear, but these estimates are a requisite starting point for quantifying the mental health impact of the pandemic. Expanding evidence-based, community-based, public-facing campaigns that promote help-seeking, early intervention, prevention, and education about depression are urgently needed. In other words, you can't recover from depression or even begin to if you don't acknowledge that you have a problem. And speaking of problems, there is this in Associated Press. Out of control sexually transmitted disease situation prompts calls for changes. Sharply rising cases of some sexually transmitted diseases, including a 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported just last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. Infection rates for some STDs, including gonorrhea and syphilis, have been rising for years. Last year, the rate of syphilis cases reached its highest level since 1991, and the total number of cases hit its highest since 1948. In other words, our population has tripled since 1948, yet we have the highest rate of actual cases of syphilis since 1948, 73 years ago. HIV cases are also on the rise, up 16% last year. An international outbreak of monkeypox, which is being spread mainly between men who have sex with other men, has further highlighted the nation's worsening problem with diseases spread through sex. David Harvey, who's executive director of the National Council of STD Directors, called the situation totally out of control. Officials are working with new approaches to the problem. And again, it's a problem that many people are unaware of, which only makes it all the more dangerous. And speaking of all the more dangerous and evidence that America is sick, I mean literally sick in these regards, what about the Civil War disease? We will get to that on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece in The Hill. And it's a piece that's been haunting me a little bit because it's by two smart guys. I disagree with them, but they're both smart guys and they're educated and they know a lot about the first Civil War. And they refer to it that way, as if a second Civil War lies ahead. Benedict is a distinguished fellow for the Atlantic Council. He was previously National Security Council Senior Director for Defense Policy. And David C. Gompert is on the faculty of the U.S. Naval Academy, and he's a senior advisor to Ultratech Capital Partners. He was Principal Deputy Director and Acting Director of National Intelligence in 2009 and 2010 under President Obama. Both authors are on the board of directors for the American Civil War Museum. Okay, so there are the credentials. And they write that that basically to understand what happened in the first Civil War, there were three different stages that the country went through. And they suggest we are going through the same stages right now, and that we have actually reached the second stage, the third stage, the third and final stage is where we're actually killing each other over ideas. And they write, the first stage of today's national divide began when automation and global trade caused underemployment and lagging income among predominantly white Rust Belt and rural Americans. So-called elites, mostly college-educated, were suspected of wanting to replace neglected whites with minorities. The 2016 election of celebrity Donald Trump began the second stage, during which polarization worsened but remained peaceful. Trump's followers believed their interests were protected by the president and the conservative Supreme Court, and saw no reason to rebel. The election of Biden and Trump's refusal to admit defeat brought the United States to the brink of Stage 3. Stage 3 is war in 2021. thanks to some responsible Republicans, transition of power took place. Still, the greatest and least remediable danger remains the conviction of Trump's cult-like base that he won the election, making the current government illegitimate in their eyes. See, what all this is based on is the idea that some voices in the media were actually speaking for millions of people. I don't believe they were. When they said, and some voices are people that I know, people that I used to consider friends. There were people who said during the period of time between November of 2020 and January of 2021 that they would be willing to die to overturn the election. Do you remember this? Prominent people who said it was worth death to try to overturn the election of Joe Biden. The potential for large-scale violence, they write, exists today as it did in 1861. I don't see what they're talking about. Americans possess nearly 400 million firearms, concentrated in the South, Midwest, and West. A large fraction of Trump voters agree that, quote, true patriots may have to resort to violence to save the USA, unquote. Nearly 100 anti-establishment militias have been identified, the most virulent of which Oath Keepers and Proud Boys are standing by for a fight. Is that true? How would that fight commence? Who would they strike against? They say today's federal institutions, including courts, police, and the military, remain firmly subordinated to the Constitution. Yes! Serious talk of state secession remains rare. Yes, or non-existent. Red and blue states are internally divided and less contiguous than were the North and South, 1861, making full-blown continental-scale war unlikely. Those who would take up arms against the constitutional order are markedly weaker than the forces available to protect it. It's not markedly weaker. It's that the forces that want to overturn the Constitution, that actually believe that there should be a takeover of the government, it's a small minority. It doesn't represent the majority of people who support a return to office by President Trump. President Trump's campaign, if it fails, is not going to produce violence in the streets, despite that idiot thing that he said in his interview with Hugh Hewitt, where he said we'll have consequences that we've never seen them before in this country if they try to prosecute me, if I receive an indictment. Really? If there's anybody out there, call in any time today. If you really would be willing to take up arms to try to terminate the Biden administration, if you can't terminate it in 2024 by the normal means, the legal means, the right means, which is by winning a majority of the votes, of the electoral votes, and at least a plurality, one would hope, of the popular votes. The situation is unquestionably alarming, these two scholars write. Stage 3 in violence may need only a triggering event akin to the 1860 election of Lincoln that precipitated secession. Perhaps, as Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, warns, widespread rioting would follow any indictment of Trump, or claims of another stolen election in 2024 or even 2022 could ignite hostilities, possibly involving coordinated militia attacks on government property and personnel, or on minorities. While these would surely be put down, a forceful reaction by police, National Guard, or in the extreme federal troops would scar the nation and leave it no less divided. I think these grim prognostications and even grim conversation about violence in the streets if Trump is indicted for holding on to papers that he had no right to hold on to or violating the Presidential Records Act, for goodness sake. See, this is what people miss about the first Civil War, is the Civil War didn't develop slowly in the sense of the differentiation of North and South. They were very, very different in terms of economic system, in terms of political system, and there were very few organizations other than the two big political parties, the Whigs and the Democrats, where actually Southerners or Northerners could even attempt to work together. And the difference of living in a society where a big chunk of the population, about a third of it, is enslaved, and living in a population where even if, yes, there are poor people who are struggling and exploited workers, but no one is enslaved, that's such a profound difference. And it is one where people could imagine, and people did, give their lives, either to protect the institution of slavery or to basically terminate the institution of slavery. And it's true. Most Northern troops who volunteered for the Civil War or later in the war were drafted for the Union Army were not abolitionists. They did not want to abolish slavery. But they did want to preserve the Union with the understanding, as Lincoln articulated it, that slavery was on its way out. But you're talking about profound differences. And you're talking about an issue that really is irremediable. As President Lincoln said in 1858, when he was running for Senate in Illinois, this nation cannot exist half free, half slave. And he basically nailed it, as he usually did. Right now, what is to be done? The two scholars we were talking about said, simply stated, Republican leaders must squarely condemn all threats of political violence and distance themselves from colleagues who encourage or condone it. I think that has happened for the great majority of Republicans and all citizens in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.